This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to Money Control. My name is Nishant and I welcome you all to this edition of Hot Stocks Podcast. But before we go ahead and talk about the stock recommendations, here's a word on the Money Control app. The stock pin option in the Money Control app helps investors get real-time prices, and the app also has added many interesting features, so do check it out now. We spoke to Nagraj Shetty, a technical and derivatives analyst at HDFC Securities. Let's take a look at his stock recommendations and also what he has to say about Nifty. After displaying a panic selling on February 28, Nifty witnessed high volatility on March 2 with a wild high-low range movement of around 300 points. The index finally closed the day lower by around 69 points. A long-range negative candle was formed on March 2 within a high-low range of 11,433 to 11,036. This shows weakness with high volatility in the market. Nifty has now reached a key lower support of 11,000 as per the concept of change in polarity. The lower range of 11,000 to 10,900 is expected to act as a strong support for the market as per long-term charts such as weekly and monthly time frame. This level is going to be crucial for the bulls to make a comeback, said the analyst. The formation of a long-range bear candle in Nifty near the crucial lower supports after a reasonable decline indicates a possibility of an important bottom reversal in the market. But the analyst said we need a confirmation of bottom reversal to act on the positive bias. The short-term trend of Nifty continues to be negative, but being placed at the crucial lower support zone, one may expect an upside bounce in the market from the lows. The confirmation of bottom reversal could open up a sharp upside bounce in the market from the lows. One may wait for the market to show confirmation of the near-term bottom reversal at the mentioned lows to create a long position in the index or the stocks. Here are two stock recommendations for the next 3 to 4 weeks. Mindtree is the first call with the target price of Rs. 1,100 and stop loss of Rs. 922. It is a buy call with an upside potential of 10.27%. Mindtree has been moving in a consistent upward move over the last many weeks. The stock price has moved up as per the positive sequence of higher tops and bottoms. The recent decline of the three sessions has been overtaken sharply on the upside in the last session. Hence, the recent low of Rs. 926 could now be considered as a higher bottom of the positive sequence. One may look to buy Mindtree at the current market price and add more on dips down to Rs. 960 for the upside target of Rs. 1,100 over the next 3-4 weeks, said the analyst. Jubilant Foodworks is the second call, which is a sell call with a target price of Rs. 1,530 and stop loss of Rs. 1,755. The downside possibility for this call is 7.55%. The stock, as per the daily time frame, indicates a sharp negative reversal pattern. After moving into a sideways range movement in the last few sessions, the stock witnessed sharp weakness in the last session and closed lower. We also observe the formation of a lower top at Rs. 1,922. The last two sessions' decline has accompanied a rise in the volume, which indicates a possible buildup of short positions. The daily 14-period RSI shows a negative indication. The analyst said one may look to create a sell position in the stock at the current market price and look to add more on rise up to Rs. 1,720. Remember, the stocks mentioned here are not intraday trading ideas but more of positional plays. We advise you to check with your financial advisors before you initiate any position based on these recommendations. That's all for now. Do visit moneycontrol.com where you find lots of stock recommendations and investment tips as well. Thank you for listening.
Views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.